I thought I heard a call of my name now. Hopefully tonight this will not be my Waterloo, but nonetheless. I always love it when artists say things like, well, it began probably before most of our time, when artists like Sammy Davis would say things like, with or without your permission, I would love to sing a song that is very dear to me. But tonight, I'm going to sing a song, hopefully that's dear to all of us. I'm going to do some Partridge Family songs, okay? Amazing that I'm here. Amazing that you're here. Amazing how many years have passed. I was here once before in 1991, and it was a fantastic evening. I have no idea where the heck it was, but it was somewhere here in Kitchener-ish. But it was a great night. I couldn't hear a damn thing. And sometimes, as fate would have it, and life as we go along, we learn a lot of lessons about ourselves and about the world and about the path that we've chosen. And I can't tell you how happy I am to be back here with you all tonight. I mean, that's good. You guys, I couldn't remember the name of the venue, but I sure remember the show, and it was fantastic. Anyway, no, it's okay. Wherever it was, we're here tonight. I have to tell you, I've been to Canada now a number of times. Last couple of years, played Vancouver and right outside. And last year, when they called me 6 months in advance, and then I live in southern Florida, they asked me if I wanted to come and play in Canada for a couple of nights. And I said, sure, I'd love to do that. And they said, okay, you'll be playing Valentine's Day. And I said, oh, amazing. Like, two nights? Wonderful. Great venue. Place is going to be packed. Sold out, yada, yada. I said, okay, great. It was Winnipeg. I've never been to Winnipeg before. Knew nothing about Winnipeg. 55 below zero. No lie. Not lying. I guess it's a kind of a cultural, like when you come to places, they want to put you in the place that it's famous for. They put me on the windiest corner on the face of the earth. Oh yeah, there's that corner there. Now mind you, I get there at midnight. Needless to say, there weren't a lot of people shopping at that hour. It was truly 55 below zero. And I realized when I was coming up here for the weekend, I needed to bring my bathing trunk, so I did, of course. Because this is so balmy, yeah. And as you probably have already noticed, I have no set patter. So every show I do, it's just me and you, and whatever happens, happens. Yeah. That way, as a performer, if you die, you die that night on the spot. It's not like, gee, my material didn't work. No. Tonight, I really sucked. But I had such a fantastic night last night. We were in Brampton right outside of the theater was great, and I have been told for now many weeks about what this venue is like, and just in the first couple of songs, I could hear the... It's a fantastic venue, and yeah, you should be very proud of it if you live in this area. Great sound, great stage. So I'm going to now sing some songs before you guys start throwing tomatoes and things, okay? Did you say, get off the stage, David? Is that what that was? I'm not sure. It's very hard for me to hear, I'm getting on.
Oh, much or like it. What do you take to a dream that dies? Not your lifeline, that's untied. No, better. I can sing them.
Thank you for that. It's so fantastic because for many, many, many years, I did lots of other things, being on Broadway for a couple of years, and more than that, moving and playing in the West End and being in Vegas. I never sang any of my hits, and to go out after, thank you both. No, I appreciate that. Obviously, you suck. No. Promise I make it all up. Never did that before either. I don't know why. Should have done that years ago. Anyway, it's so great to be able to play songs and do this music that I love that you all obviously love a little bit yourself. So, last year I recorded this fantastic CD that I had nothing to do with except sing, which was the first time I'd done that in many, many, many years. And usually I'm involved playing and recording as a producer, arranger, and all that. And I got to work with one of the most incredible talents who had had 17 number one records in the last few years. And we ended up being on Oprah, and the next day I went number one on Amazon, and it turned out to be a very successful CD. Thank you. And I don't know why I'm telling you this story. You don't care. Anyway, this particular arrangement is a song that when I was 20 years old, and believe it or not, I was in my first year of doing the Partridge Family, everybody went, well, you were like 14, right? No, I was a little older than that. I got carded until I was like 35. But anyway, I got to meet one of the greatest songwriters, and he came into the room where I was working, and he is part of a writing combo, Gotham and King. Jerry Gotham came in and wrote a song for me, and at that point I was like, what? Yeah, I'm sure Jerry would appreciate something to do. Promise I won't share that with him. But one of the greatest songwriters of all time, writing with his wife Carol, and they wrote more hits other than Man and Wild and McCartney and Lennon and all the rest of them. But this song is a great song, and I have a new arrangement that perhaps you have not heard, and if you haven't, just know I love this arrangement and I love this song. It was a huge hit for me in the Partridge Family, so come with me as I do the new rendition of this particular. Girl, there's come a day when you and I can say we can finally see each other. I'll meet you halfway at the head of the road.
You're 91 years old. You're not old enough to be my mother. God bless you, sweetheart.
I'll meet you halfway. That bit I know.
Magnificent beauty, and I mean that too. You are a beautiful, beautiful woman. You are 91 years old. 91. I knew my demographic was getting broader. Obviously, I wasn't quite in tune with how broad it was getting. But I'm loving it so much. What is your name, sweetie?
Joe Kennedy.
Joe Kennedy. Joe Kennedy, right here. I had no idea. I thought your son Jack was president and Bobby...
Gail.
Gail. And do you live around here in... Kitchener. Lord Kitchener? Kitchener. Anyway, I can't tell you how flattered I am that you would come to see me, and I mean, you're wonderful.
She saw and the brochure.
She saw the brochure?
She said, we're going to go and see David. Call for tickets.
We're going to go and see David. Call for tickets. And would you mind calling, like, all your friends that are around your age and tell them I have a new television series coming on in June? Yeah, this is true. And we just found out 5 days ago that I have a series that I'm doing the first time. I did a show once I've worked with my brother, Sean. That's my brother. We did a fantastic play that I did at Royal Alex, thank you. I knew it was something with Alex or Eddie or someone. I knew one of those princes or something. Anyway, back in 93, 4, 5, my brother Sean is the executive producer and writer. My brother Patrick and I are starring in something called Ruby and the Rockets. And it'll be on in June on ABC Family, which I think is ABC or Family up here. Anyway, it's the best thing I've ever done for television. And to move back to Los Angeles, it would be only... because I really hate it there. No, just freaking awful. Which is why I haven't lived there since 92, but I would move back there, move anywhere to work with my brothers. And my brother Ryan is actually going to also be the set decorator, so it's the first time all four of us will work together. This is the best thing ever. So I'm pretty excited about that. I'm leaving tomorrow, actually, for L.A. and writing, and it's just, I can't tell you about it because, you know, I talk way too much anyway, so. Anyway, I'll sing some more songs for you. Well, hey. Joe? I'm not sure if this is in your wheelhouse or not. I didn't bring any Al Jolson stuff with me, but it's a little bit of it's an important thing for me because when I was a teenager in the 1960s, I got to see the Beatles, I got to see some of the greatest artists of all time, and I was actually at a very legendary performance, and there was a long time that I was afraid that I could never have the courage to do this, but I saw the final performance of a band called Cream. Okay? At the Santa Monica Civic. And this was one of the things that, oddly enough, makes no sense at all. What am I doing? Anyway, just bear with me. This will be over soon for you. Thank you.
Joe. You can take your earplugs out now, honey. What time? Sorry. Well, you know, if I do that, what I find happens is I can't, A, remember my words, I can't remember the song, and the rest of the people here, like, it's really fun to watch him try and understand what he's doing, but I would love to be able to do that for everybody, but what I must do now is what I'm paid to do, which is perform, but thank you. Last night, this is a little better. I'm going to take you on a little bit of a musical journey that I was very, very fortunate to be born the year I was born, which is 1937. I look good, don't I? Come on. No, I was a teenager, and something remarkable happened to this. Just trying to get this right, so give me just a moment, because they tend to get a little temperamental. I had just an amazing time to be born. I was 13, and on a Sunday night in 1963, I watched the Ed Sullivan Show, and four guys came on the stage and changed the world, changed my life. And the next day I went out and bought an electric guitar, like, you know, 2 million other kids at the time, which now would be probably like 4 million others, or 40. But I got to know all of them, and I got to know the man who I thought was the most significant voice of that generation, John Lennon, and he became a very dear friend of mine. And one stable night, New Year's Eve, 74 to 75, he came over to my house, and we had been drinking, and he had been drinking, and we got together and started playing songs, and we started playing early Beatles songs, which I, at the time, still remembered, unlike tonight, but he had forgotten, because he had written so many songs, and it was kind of a long time after, but I'm going to play you a couple of songs we played together and see if you not only remember, but... Why can't I get this treble thing? Oh, there it is. So I'm going to ask you to sing one word, which is what horses eat, which is hay, okay? And if you don't know when it comes, I'll count you in the first time. And if you make a mistake, I'll put the spotlight on you, okay?
Here I stand, head in hand, turn my face to the wall. Since she's gone, can't go on, tears to put smiles. How could she say to me, love would find a way? Let me hear you say, 2, 3, 4.
Hey! What I meant was all of you at the same time. What I meant was everybody say, 2, 3, 4. Better. 2, 3, 4.
Hey!
Better.
You got to hide your love away.
3, 4.
Hey!
Okay, I needed to put in 2, obviously, because you fell apart here. Okay, wait.
2, 3, 4.
Hey!
You got to hide your love away.
you hear a two, a three, and a four? What on earth are you on? Okay. So that was good. Give yourself a hand, you were great. So this was one of my very favorite songs, and one of the first songs I ever learned because it had bar chords. And when you're, I began playing drums and guitar at the same time, but to play bar chords, you were really cool. Okay? 13, and I could play bar chords. So as Joan and I were sort of spinning around in my music room, this is another beautiful guitar. I don't know how they keep giving me these just jewels. But we played this song together, and I got to sing Paul's parts, which for me, yeah, no idea how cool that was. So see if you remember this. Did ever want you back? I gave you your
she goes out. Stay there. good. So, Fred, I'm afraid I'm going to have to send this to Olivia. Since you didn't make me a t-shirt, she did.
I signed mine in 72, so I already got one.
You didn't have to date both of us at the same time, did you? Is it O-L-I-V-I-A? Oh, good. Got one right tonight. Much love to you, sweetie, and I thank you so much for doing that. I hope you get a chance because I have a feeling you would love. I'm really excited about going back out tomorrow. I leave for Los Angeles. And
you want to come over and make it?
Yeah. Come over this way. It's mostly going up my nose. You get it? God bless Olivia. Thanks, baby. Hope you like the movie and the rocket. Oh, wait, I gotta ask you, did you ever see a movie called Spy Kids? The only 9-year-old on the planet that never saw Spy Kids. Anyway, maybe someday you'll see it. The girl who plays the little girl in the movie. Whatever's going on over here, I don't know. She plays my daughter, and she is fantastic. Her name is Alexa Vega. But let's hear it for Olivia here again. Yeah. Great to meet with you. Thank you for this. Thank you, Drew. Getting harder and harder to do that. Yeah. So, what are we doing now? I just know because every night we do pretty much a different show. We change things around, and you can turn the house lights out now so that everybody isn't embarrassed. That's good. Yeah, now you can pick your nose and no one's gonna see that. Anyway. I'm going to introduce someone who has been playing with me for a number of years and someone who I can't tell you how fantastic it is for me because, this is my band and I get to do stuff I love to do that I haven't done in a long time. And I get to introduce the fabulous talent that is on the stage with me tonight, all of which who have been with me for a number of years. But tonight, I give you the beautiful, intelligent Miss Terry Cote.
Yeah.
fabulous is she? Come on. Just another night in paradise for us here.
Thank you.
man named Jimmy. From somewhere in the Carolinas, no one really knows where. His identity is almost as obscure as his address. Ladies and gentlemen, on vocals and fabulous guitar playing, Mr. Matt Sully Sullivan. Thank you.
the way that it could be. Change the clock, wonder what I'm doing here without you. I close my eyes and thinking it up.
Thank you. when you walk into my room. You think I gotta kill?